News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Governor Walker has signed one bill for new medical treatment and is reviewing another. The governor has signed the oral chemotherapy bill into law. It makes it possible to receive cancer treatment in pill form instead of injections. When asked about the new law starting January 1st, the governor says this prevents having to redo existing insurance plans that are already in effect for this year.
Most of the plans here and across the state would be renewed and start up again as of January 1. The law goes into effect immediately, but in terms of the impact on insurance plans, it would be when they're coming up again at the beginning of the year.
The other bill would allow the use of cannabinoid oil to treat seizures. This is not quite medical marijuana. It's an extract from the marijuana plant, but it's given in pill form, and the governor says he'll have a final decision on that in the next week or two. The governor is also hinting that he may call lawmakers back to Madison for a special session to tweak our voter ID bill. More on that from our Capitol correspondent Bob Haig.
The legislative session is over, but Governor Scott Walker may yet call lawmakers back to Madison for tweaks to the state's voter ID law, currently tied up in legal challenges.
Other states have been able to enact laws that were ultimately upheld as being constitutional by federal courts. I want to make sure we can do the same.
He'd prefer the special session occur before the courts act on the current challenges and that it address two specific issues.
They can get a state-issued driver's license or state-issued identification card upon request at no cost from DMV. And I think the other thing we need to tweak a little bit is making sure people have access to birth certificates if they need them. To get those ID measures.
Bob Haig, WSAU News.
A fatal fire is in the news this morning. It happened in Leona, and we have details from our reporter Zach Hagenbusher.
The fire began at around 2 a.m., and the house was fully engulfed in flames when Forest County deputies and firefighters arrived. Deputies found the owner's vehicle still at the residence, and a short time later, they discovered the body of 66-year-old Edward Breaker inside. The state fire marshal is assisting Forest County Sheriff's Department investigators, but so far, they haven't found the cause of the fire. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
And there was a small fire yesterday at the Mullins Cheese Factory in the town of McMillan on County Road C, just north of Marshfield. It was reported around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and was out in about 15 minutes. Firefighters say it started in a mechanical room and it caused most of the factory to fill with smoke. All 12 workers inside made it out safely. No damage to the building. They'll reopen today. The exact cause of that fire still under investigation. He was one of the few living actors who could trace his origins to vaudeville and even silent movies. Legendary actor Mickey Rooney has died at age 93.
You run away?
Sure, I'm blowing the plant. Go on back, will you, Pee-wee, where you belong? That's a good kid. On your way.
A clip from his 1938 movie, Boys Town. Multiple sources say Rooney passed away on Sunday, and TMZ.com says that he was ill for some time. His death was attributed to natural causes. There are dozens of planes and now 14 ships currently searching the Indian Ocean for that missing Malaysian jet. The group includes civilian airplanes that are headed to the search area in the Indian Ocean. The British ship HMS Echo is helping in the hunt for the plane's black boxes. More pings were heard from what may be the black box recorder over the weekend. A closed restaurant now gets a new chance. The old Hudson's in Wausau is now the Milwaukee Burger Company. They're opening today. Co-owner Kent Lentis says this is an area that appealed to them.
We like this part of the state. We feel like it's a good fit for our concept. We're burgers, beer. We try not to be overpriced or anything like that. And we feel like that's just a good fit for Wausau.
The new owners have purchased the property and have spent $1 million on renovations. They have other locations in Eau Claire and in Appleton. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Very spring-like once again for today, but not as much sunshine as over the weekend. More clouds moving in, a couple of light showers possible during the afternoon, a high of 54. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, maybe a flake of snow, a low down to 34. A flurry or sprinkle possible early Tuesday, then a bit breezy and cooler in the afternoon, a high of 48. Warming up again on Wednesday, breezy with more sunshine, a high near 60. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
There is some cloud cover, but we stayed above the freezing mark throughout the overnight, and we will melt away what's left of the snow over the next day or two. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.